This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون Brothers and sisters, first of all, I praise Almighty Allah for his countless blessings, for the gift of faith and health and family and prosperity and abundance we enjoy in this country, and the security and peace. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to protect us and shower us all with his mercies. And may he also inspire us to always turn to him in repentance, thanking him for the blessings and beseeching his mercy and protection and seeking refuge in him. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer of the worlds. I also bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been sent as the final messenger. He has been sent as a mercy for the entire creation. Today, I want to continue on the topic we started Last week, we mentioned about the three vices, the three toxins, spiritual toxins, or grave sins, that which cardinal sins that we should guard against. And today, I'm going to talk about the three virtues that every one of us may do well to reflect and emulate and try our best to practice these virtues so that it become the part of our personality or character. The principle in Islam, the philosophy of spiritual training in Islam is when you practice something consistently, it becomes your character and it becomes what you are. You are what you do repeatedly every day. So even if we don't have this, we can practice them. And consistently, if we do so and ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing so, surely we will be able to form these virtues and they incorporate them into our character. The first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the virtue, salatun munjiyat, he called them the virtues that would save individuals and societies. Actually, if you reflect deeply on each of these points, you will see where communities fail and they go down. And you can see how communities rise when they have this kind of virtuous practice on an individual and collective level. Number one is al-adl. Fil ridha wal ghadab. Fil ghadabi wal ridha. The ability to stand for truth and justice, to speak the truth, whether you are angry or you are pleased. You know, when we are angry, we go out of control and we lose that sense of fairness and justice. When we are provoked, when we face aggression, even this is an example, when we are attacked, you know, we blame everything for the other party, the enemies, and we fail to see. We will lose that sound judgment. One of the greatest teachings of the Quran is the universe is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in truth with justice. And God has sent down mizan, scales of judgment. لِيَقُوبَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that human beings conduct their affairs on terms of justice and equity. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered to say, or is all already, you know, he's told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to stand firmly, upright, and don't be swayed by the whims and fancies. Wa umirtu li adila baynakum, and I have been commanded by Allah to fair, to deal with you in justice, to establish justice. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the main imperative commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him and the Muslim community is that they should stand forth as witnesses of truth and justice. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا, there are many verses in the Quran, over a dozen verses speaking about justice. And in one place Allah says, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا, when you speak, be just. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرُبَى, even your speech, saying the truth, standing for justice, is against your interest or interest of your kith and family, your parents and children. So we are to stand for truth, for justice. You know, this training, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trained his companions to always stand for truth and justice. And we have a beautiful example I want to mention to you. There is a case, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was a man who was, you know, when he's angry, he goes out of control. But Bilal radiallahu anhu used to tell people about Umar, if you see Umar angry, just recite the words of Allah, the Quran, and he will come to his senses. And, you know, he kind of waqaf, he would abide. Immediately he will retract if he's being carried away to be unfair. As soon as he's reminded, he will change the course. So here is a beautiful example from Umar radiallahu anhu. There are many examples from Umar on this. Once after they had arrived in Medina, he saw his wife arguing with him, questioning him. So this was not the way she used to interact with him in Mecca. So he asked, how come you changed now? So she asked him, are you better than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Your own daughter Hafsa argues with him, questions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar immediately rushes to Hafsa radiallahu anha and asks, do you argue with the Prophet? Do you question Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hafsa replied, Ya Abati, oh my dear dad, are you going to interfere between Rasulullah and his wife? And you know what? Immediately Umar realized his mistake and he said, Addabatani Hafsa. Hafsa trained me, mentored me, you know, helped me to see the truth, to recognize that I am wrong. So he submitted. So this is the great quality that Islam wants us. Laysa shadidu bisur'ah. The strongest person is not the one who can knock you out in a wrestling match. Innama shadidu man yamliku nafsahu indal ghadab. The strongest person is the one who can control his anger when he is provoked. So this is a very important concept and we need to train ourselves to have this. You know, there are a lot of traditions about people who are just how they are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest thing in Islam for a ruler is that he has to be just. And that's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, justice is the soul of Sharia and the soul of Islamic law. Where there is justice, there is Sharia. Where there is no justice, there is no Sharia. Even if we claim that you have implemented the Sharia, if there is no justice on the ground, that means the Sharia that you applied is not the Sharia of Allah. You see how And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the first person to be shaded by the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is Imamun Adil, a just ruler. And Ibn Taymiyyah also said, Allah may support a just ruler who may be a kafir over an unjust ruler who may be a Muslim. Because Allah, the whole universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the foundation is justice. Next thing is al-qasdu fil-faqri wal-ghina, moderation in penury, in poverty, as well as in abundance. Moderation. Ma'ala man iqtasad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever practices moderation, he will never go poor. He will never starve. And Allah teaches us, when you spend, don't stretch out your hand. Why? Just be modest. And don't be stingy, holding off. Stick to the path of moderation. You know, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Those when they spend, they will not be wasteful, and nor they will be withholding, miserly, niggardly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They will stick to the path of moderation. You know, today we see lot of wasteful habits, and Muslims are most, sometimes we may think we are in the forefront of it. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us against it. You know, he said, "Ma akhsha alaykum al-faqr." I am not worried about poverty. I am worried about abundance and prosperity that is going to come your way, because Allah will open the treasures of the earth for you, and you will be so prosperous. We know, and the Prophet said, one of the signs of the hour is people who are shepherds tending camels and sheep all of a sudden become super rich, and weighing and racing, competing with one another in building mansions taller and taller. One person big tall tower, another country builds a taller one. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, as if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is witnessing what's happening now. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, because one person builds a tall one mansion, another competes and then builds a taller one. They will continue to do that, and this is what's happening. And he also said, I am worried about abundance, Allah opening for you. You becoming so prosperous and rich, and then you will compete and rivalry over the goodies of this world, comforts of this world, exceeding all limits. And then what will happen? You will be destroyed as Allah destroyed other nations. This is very, very important reminder from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is wrong to be extravagant, to be wasteful. Even in food, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulu washrab." Allah said, "Eat and drink without exceeding, without being wasteful." But at the same time, the other extreme also is, when Allah has given you enough, you know you need to express it. How? By wearing modestly, good dress and good things. Yes, because man harrama zinat Allah, who can forbid the good things that I have provided for my servants? They are allowed. So once a man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appearing in a very bad, you know, old clothes and things like that, so the Prophet felt sad on seeing his appearance and asked him, you know, are you have enough to survive? You have property, wealth? He said, Allah has blessed me with so much. You name it, everything I have. Then he said, Carl told him and said, you know, when Allah has given you so much, Allah wants you to make use of it. Because inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal, Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. So make use of those blessings, and of course, without going into excess. you know. So this is another important, you know, virtue that we need. We need to develop moderation in our habits, in the way we live. Of course, starting with the house, starting with the car, starting with the furniture. We should not go overboard and be excessive, be wasteful. We should, you know, the Prophet Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, you know, when we were poor, we were very patient and we were successful. We passed that test because Allah tested it with poverty, deprivation, and suffering and trials, and we passed the test. But you know, when Allah opened, we became rich and abundant and enjoyed, some of us failed. Many of us failed. So ask, remind yourself this question, where we are heading. Are we heading the way of those nations that Allah warned us in the Quran? They were destroyed because of injustice and because of their wasteful habits. And the third concept, virtue that Allah subhanahu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to develop, khashyatullahi fi sirri wal alaniya. Fear Allah in secret as well as in public. Most of us, alhamdulillah, we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to observe the laws of Islam. But then when we are in a situation faced with temptation, many of us fail. And the Prophet also warned about this thing, about his people. And you see, when you read this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is living now in our midst. He said, you know, he said, there will be people in my ummah, they will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so much achievements, great works they have done, great masajid and this and that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will scatter all of the just ashes thrown into the wind. They are not going to benefit from their great works. Thawban asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thawban was around the Prophet, helping him in his chores, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the one who asked the Prophet, how can I enjoy your companionship in Jannah? Because he was crying. Rasulullah, I have this, your companionship in this world. How can I have it in the next world? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the prescription. You know, aini ala nafsika bi kathrat as-sujood. Help yourself by prostrating as much as possible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseeching his mercy and forgiveness. So Thawban said, ask Rasulullah, when he said that, you know, that there will be people in my ummah who appear with great achievements, which people can see and, you know, and attribute to their names. So Thawban asked, who are they? Are they from us? Do they belong to us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, yes, they are your own brothers from your own kith and kin, you know, trace back to the race, even Arabs. That may be what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant. And they even be stand up for tahajjud prayers. But you know what is wrong with them? إِذَا خَلَوْ بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْ تَحْقُوهَا. When they are all by themselves, they break all the limits that Allah has set. And then we indulge in those sins, adultery, fornication, drinking, you name it. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِدُونَهُ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Your Lord is knows. He is well aware of the sins that his servants commit. Omallahu bi ghafilin amma ta'malun. Allah is never heedless of what you do. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا بُصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ We think that we never thought, we never imagined that our ears, our eyes, and our skin will testify against us. But Allah says on the day of judgment, Allah will put a seal on the mouth, and our hand will speak, our feet will speak, our skin will speak. So that is why the greatest thing in Islam is for us to fear Allah. Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Prophet was asked, how can I get to Jannah? He said, Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Be mindful of Allah wherever you are. And of course, for someone to say to someone, Ittaqillah, is a great honor. And the person who is hearing it should comply. And we have two beautiful examples comparing the two types of people. We have the case of Harun al-Rashid, who was one of the greatest rulers, legendary rulers of the Abbasid Khilafat. He was strolling on his horse, and he was stopped by a Jewish man who told him, Amir al-Mu'minin, ittaqillah, O commander of the faithful, be mindful of Allah SWT. As soon as the caliph heard that, he dismounted and prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when he came up, someone told him this was a Jewish man. Harun Rashid said, do you want me to be among those who is told to be mindful of Allah? He becomes so proud that he violates the limits, goes beyond the limits to think himself self-sufficient and self-righteous. Now, modern times, Husni Mubarak was, after Umrah, he came to Medina. He was in the Rawla visiting the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Rawla, going to the graves, and somebody from Egypt, a scholar, met him from far and greeted him, Ya Ra'is, ittaqillah. O President, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as he said that, his guards took him out of the masjid, dumped him into a van, and from there to Jeddah, and straight flown to Cairo, to the prison where he stayed 19 years. So look at the compare and contrast. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to recognize, to ponder these three virtues and try to practice so that these virtues, this becomes our character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, we can make sure we save ourselves and our families, our communities. The more we practice them, surely we will be guaranteed protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum.